Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to get the Houston Texans perspective with one of my favorite guests. He covers the Texans for the Houston Chronicle. He is John McClain. John, really appreciate you coming back on today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
No, we appreciate it. Let's start with this. What has the Houston fan reaction been to that epic collapse yesterday?
It's an epic joke, second biggest in our city's history, and everybody wants Bill O'Brien fired Saturday. They want him fired anyway. O'Brien, he got past the first round this year, and when the Titans won in Baltimore, that put more pressure on O'Brien. Mike Vrabel, his former assistant, Mike goes up to Tennessee. He's in the AFC Championship game in his second season. But O'Brien can, and the Texans have never been beyond the second round of the playoffs, so that put more pressure on them because everybody knew if indeed they won at Arrowhead, they would host the AFC Championship game for the first time in history, and they would have a Houston team in the AFC Championship game for the first time since the Oilers in 1979. So ordinarily, if the Titans hadn't won, I think that losing to the Chiefs would have been easier to stomach, not the way they did, but just if the Chiefs had come out and jumped on them early and it hadn't been a mauling like it turned out to be, people would have accepted that because the Chiefs were favored by 9.5 points. So the Texans go in with all that pressure on them to do what the Titans did in Baltimore, and they jump up 24-0. And I thought, people asked me, I thought, hey, it's fool's gold. Because number one, the only time the Chiefs had to punt early was when they had passes dropped on third down. Otherwise, they might have scored 10 touchdowns. And I've seen it before. I've been covering the NFL now 44 years, and I've seen so many teams get off the fast starts and collapse on the road. And as you guys know, with Patrick Mahomes, anything is possible. So everybody complained around the country and here about O'Brien kicking a field goal to go up 24-0. I said beforehand in the press box to my guys at the Houston Chronicle, they need to kick a field goal, take the points, go up by four. The problem was Hardman having the 58-yard kickoff return to set up an easy touchdown, and then the fumble on the kickoff, which that guy had never done it all year, and that set up a touchdown. And, of course, the dumbest play, in our second dumbest play in our city's history, to one Jerry Glanville called in the playoffs at Denver, and it would be the fake punt, which just made no sense whatsoever. And it backfired, and that really ignited the victory. And so I'm not surprised they won. I'm surprised the Chiefs scored on seven consecutive touchdowns because the Texans' defense had played better than that. But I'm happy for Andy Reid. I'd love to see Andy go to the Super Bowl. I'd love to see Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I think it'd be quite exciting.
Right now, we're talking to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. Let me correct an error from earlier. The National Cash Contest word is above, A-B-O-V-E, above, A-B-O-V-E, to 72881. Our apologies. The National Cash Contest code word 4430 is above, A-B-O-V-E. John, when you talk about Bill O'Brien, what's Houston, like, what's next for Houston? Because looking at it, they seem really stuck when it comes to head coach. Plus, he is also their general manager. What's next for the Texans?
Well, they don't have their first round pick. It went to Miami in the Laramie Tunsil Kenny Stills trade, but they should have 9 picks. One a compensatory, they'll go to Cleveland for Duke Johnson, so they'll have 8 picks. They'll have some cap money. They need to sign Deshaun Watson to an extension. It'll be interesting to see if Watson or Mahomes signs first, I'm sure both of their agents want the other one to sign first. The Texans also have to sign Laremy Tunsil to an extension. They have 19 players whose contracts expire. Of course, they won't bring them all back. But, you know, they targeted their offensive line last offseason. They're fine with that. Their first-round pick was doing great at right tackle, and then he went down midway through the year. So they've got to target their secondary and their pass rush. I don't think I'd draft any other position other than pass rushers and defensive backs to help guard against that. I believe Romeo Crennel will be out. His defensive coordinator, he's turning 73, so they'll probably let him say he's resigned, and they'll have a new coordinator. And so they've won the AFC South for the last 5 years, and that's not enough for people here anymore. Now that they've won a wild card, everybody wants them to get a first-round bye for the first time. And they lacked last year. They had to beat Philadelphia at the end. They went ahead. If the defense had stopped Nick Foles, they would have had a first-round bye. Instead, he went the distance. They kicked a field goal to win as time expired. This year, they blew the Denver game. They blew the Carolina game. And either one of those would have given them a first-round bye. So that's what their goals should be next year. But I don't know if Bill O'Brien will ever be able to get them beyond the first round. But I do know this. Deshaun Watson's a great young quarterback. And I think at some point, just like I do, Patrick Mahomes will help the Chiefs win another Super Bowl. And I think Watson at some point, don't know who the coach will be, but Deshaun Watson will help Houston win its first Super Bowl.
Damn, Roman Cornell, 73 years old, didn't realize that. John McClain of the Houston Chronicle joining us once again here on The Drive. So, John, you were saying you were sitting in the press box yesterday at Arrowhead, and when the Chiefs got up 24-0, you turned to your colleagues and said, it's fool's gold. So you clearly saw that comeback coming. At what point when the
Chiefs... No, I didn't see the comeback coming. I said it when they asked me what I thought about 24-0 lead. I was talking about the way the Chiefs have been awful. And it was fool's gold. It's not like they had just marched up and down the field on them, and you knew they weren't going to keep dropping third down passes, and they didn't. But, no, I thought they'd make a comeback, but I would never have predicted they'd come back to win after being down 24-0.
So at what point did it hit you, uh-oh, the Texans are going to lose this game?
Second touchdown. When O'Brien blew the fake punt, and it was a great play. What they saw was what they practiced on, and the Chiefs were doing what they thought they'd do. But, man, Sorensen diagnosed it, got over there fast, made a great play. That's the guy that changed the complexion of this game. We're all talking about Mahomes, and we're talking about Kelce, and, yes, they were fabulous. But if he had not made that play, no telling how much they would have been up, and at some point it would have been insurmountable. But that, to me, was one of the biggest plays of the weekend.
And that is John McClain of the Houston Chronicle to give us the Texans' perspective on their collapse this weekend. John, always appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for coming on.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you very much, and good luck in the AFC Championship game.
We certainly appreciate it. That is John McClain for the Houston Chronicle.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.